This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, May 16th. Well, fairly quiet day in the futures yesterday, with both lives and feeders trading mostly an inside day at the top end of Tuesday's strong rally. So not getting much follow through to the upside, but we didn't see the sellers start come in and try to lean on this market. So basically stabilizing after a good push up on Tuesday. In the cash trade, we did see the Fed trade start to get rolling yesterday at around 184. That'd be down 2 from the previous week. We did not see any material volume on the dress trade. Box beef values continue to push higher. We had the choice up 238 at 307. Select was up 49 cents at 294. The spread gained $1.89. We're sitting at 1246. Movement was 109 load, so pretty light for a Wednesday. But you had Monday and Tuesday at very strong volume, and then you come in on Wednesday, which is normally a big day, and you really don't have much to show for it. So we're getting a lot of mixed signals coming from the cattle space. But the box beef has done extremely well over these last 3 days. We've had the choice rallying about $12 just in the last 3 sessions, and the select has been up right at $10. So very impressive price action on the box beef. Good solid volume on Monday and Tuesday, which would suggest that the packers have some leverage here. They have some wiggle room to push prices higher on the cash side, but we didn't quite see that. So, you know, what does that tell you? That the feedlots are willing to, you know, trade $2 lower on the cash when they see box beef being sharply higher. You know, maybe they're getting a little bit behind on the marketings. We'll have to see how this plays out. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head. So getting back up into kind of a normal average daily slaughter. For the week, we're at 363,000. That's down 4,000 from last week, and it's down 15,000 from a year ago. On the cash feeders for Tuesday, pretty light numbers, around 1,500 head. Average price at $241.65. That's down about $3 from the previous day. The 7-day average is up 4 cents at $241.79. So cash feeders showing a little bit of slippage, not huge, but I think, you know, this light volume on lower money there too. I just think this time of year, normally the cash feeder markets and futures markets tend to stall out. If you're still rallying into this time of year, this is when you tend to see some seasonal highs. And I think for both lives and feeders, this bump that we're getting, especially when you don't get a lot of follow through that very next day, I think is suggesting that we're probably running out of gas up here. The seasonal for the summer usually drifts lower. I think the market's trying to follow along with that normal seasonal pattern. Yes, we have strong, you know, near record high beef prices. You've got very tight supplies, but you've also got a demand seasonal that tends to be soft during the summer. I think that's finally going to have its way here, that we just, maybe we trade sideways, but my guess is we'll drift lower as we get into July. Look to carve out our lows there before we start that next run up, which is very likely as we get into the fall. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.